There's nothing that says Thanksgiving in Western New York more than the annual turkey trot. Buffalo Niagara YMCA Vice President Jeffrey Faulkner says keeping the tradition alive in times of stress isn't something new.
It's an institution. This race has survived pandemic from 100 years ago, this pandemic, two world wars, and we at the Y and we over here in Western New York aren't going to let these conditions stop us.
Thousands of local runners and some from all over, including Norway, Japan, and South Korea, are competing on their own routes. But 125 who promised to raise $1,000 were randomly selected to run in person. Rachel McPhee of Amherst found out she'd be running her eighth trot at work.
I started crying on the phone to the gentleman who told me I got in, and I was so excited, and I ran around my whole office telling people that I got in.
Organizers didn't run the trot as a competition this year due to spaced-out running groups, but UB student-athlete Nicholas Taboni from Tonawanda crossed the finish line with the first group in 26 minutes and 10 seconds.
I haven't raced in a year because of everything with COVID, so it was my first race in a while. Just wanted to get out there and run as hard as I could.
The Turkey Trot serves as the largest fundraiser for the Buffalo Niagara YMCA. Donations might be a bit lower than some past years, but organizers estimate over $160,000 has been raised. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.